Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Governor Ned Lamont has signed sweeping orders on climate change and pollution. He signed those orders amid reducing pollution addressing climate change on Thursday, 1 month after pulling back his support for a regional climate initiative amid concerns it would further increase gas prices. Under the order, the state will review all public buildings for energy efficiency, develop home appliance standards and building codes aimed at reducing energy costs, seek to make the state transit bus fleet all electric by 2035, and expand air quality monitoring statewide. There will also be a new Connecticut Equity and Environmental Justice Advisory Council that will address higher pollution levels and climate change mitigation, particularly in poor and more racially diverse communities. The panel will advise the Commissioner of the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection on what steps the agency can take. A statewide mask mandate that took effect in New York last week requires residents to mask up in indoor spaces. That signaled a change in New York's COVID-19 protocol. The governor announced the measure December 10th. The mandate is an echo of when masks were first implemented for use in public spaces. Well, what you need to know about the most current mandate and how it affects business and holiday activities. All indoor spaces across New York, meaning grocery and retail stores, restaurants, bars, gyms, movie theaters, entertainment venues and offices. Indoor spaces is defined as any space that is not a private residence, Holkel said on Twitter. In other words, there are no state requirements on family gatherings at private homes. The Department of Health also continues to recommend vaccinations for everybody 5 or over. If a business or public space has a vaccine requirement for entry, it does not have to be implemented with a mask requirement. However, unvaccinated individuals are still required to wear masks and socially distance in all outdoor spaces, as well as kids aged 2 to 5. Who are not yet eligible for that vaccination. Over the weekend, we learned Karen Manning, principal of Sharon Center School, is resigning effective June 30th. The Board of Education voted to accept the resignation with regret. Manning will have served 16 years as the school's leader. Before that, she was the middle school math and science teacher in North Canaan Elementary School for 7 years and principal of Lee H. Kellogg School in Falls Village for 3 years. Fearing the town could be liable for paying back $2.9 million in federal and state grants for rehabilitating Canaan Union Station, the North Canaan Board of Selectmen has placed a lien on the property. During a recent meeting, the first selectman said, "You heard a rumor that the building, which is owned by Connecticut Railroad Historical Association, was being sold, and he was advised to take such action by both the state engineer and town attorney. The historic structure was nearly destroyed by an arson fire in 2001. Privately owned at the time, the station's charred remains were purchased by the association. Grants for reconstruction and renovation had to come through the town, not the association. The building now houses a craft brewery, an accordion museum, and a shop, and a railroad museum. The town attorney said that under the Code of Federal Regulations, the building must be used for public purpose. If sold, the grant must be repaid." And the attorney said since the town is a grant recipient, they had to make that claim. The first selectman said the town doesn't have the finances to buy it, and additionally, the town does not want to be a landlord. A day after the Millbrook Central School District shifted to remote learning for final weeks before the holiday recess, the district announced it was also canceling all after-school activities and athletic events. The district announced that schools would be closed beginning Friday of last week amid a rising number of positive COVID-19 cases and the recognition of a large percentage of students who had been exposed to the cases. Superintendent Laura Mitchell specified 4 students had tested positive that week alone. Amid a rising number of positive COVID-19 cases and in recognition of large percentage of students who had been exposed, Superintendent Laura Mitchell on Friday specified 4 students had tested positive for the week, with 1 on Friday. She also said contact tracing had identified 50 additional students out of roughly 850 that had been in close contact with positive cases in classrooms, lunch periods, and after-school events. Drive-through rapid testing is planned for Lee Sheffield ahead of the holidays. Berkshire County residents who want to test just ahead of the holiday gatherings can take advantage of pop-up drive-through clinics in South County, Massachusetts. The Southern Berkshire Public Health Collaborative will offer free rapid tests for asymptomatic and symptomatic adults and children just ahead of Christmas and New Year's Eve. These are the dates and times in Lee at the Araldol Building, 45 Rail Street, 4 to 6 p.m. on December 22nd and December 29th and 30th. In Sheffield at the Bushnell Sage Library, 48 Main Street, from 8 to 10 a.m. December 23rd and December 30th. Advanced registration is required with signups at tinyurl.com/msbab3at. Berkshire Health Systems will continue to offer PCR testing through the holidays. You can call 855-262-5465 to schedule that test. Well, the man under contract to purchase the property housing the Cove Bowling Lanes said this week he's got no intention of shutting down the bowling business, but he expects that the Cove will make upgrades, and he does expect to put a sizable portion of the north side of the building into other uses. Quote, people know the spot. They love the spot. The elephant in the room is it needs rejuvenation, end quote. Meanwhile, the Cove remains open, and he expects it to remain so. After that foreclosure auction on Wednesday, he's under contract to purchase a 3.7-acre property at 109 Stockbridge Road. That includes the 26,000-square-foot cinder block building, which houses a 24-lane bowling alley, indoor mini-golf, cocktail lounge, food stands, and an arcade. Some meetings coming up in our area this week. Today in Salisbury at 11 o'clock, the Pope Land Design Committee. At 5:30, Planning and Zoning Commission. In Cornwall today, the Affordable Housing Steering Committee has a Zoom meeting. That is set for 4 p.m. In Sharon, the Sharon Board of Education will meet at 5 p.m. and the American Rescue Plan Act at the Town Hall at 6:30. Region 1 School District and the ABC Committee have a joint special meeting. That is happening tonight at 6:30. Discussion of the Search Committee for Assistant Superintendent. Action is anticipated. In Kent tonight at 7 o'clock, they have a regular meeting of the Inland Wetlands Commission. The next Board of Education meeting for the Weebatuck School District is tonight at 7 o'clock via Zoom. In Sheffield, the select board meeting is at the second floor. That is set for tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, in Sharon, the Sharon Housing Authority has their meeting at 5 p.m. In Salisbury, at 7 p.m., the WPCA will meet. In Cornwall, the Economic Development Commission has a special meeting. That is set for 7:30 on the 21st. Some announcements for later on in the week in Salisbury. The town hall will be closing at 12:30 on December 23rd. Town hall offices will be closed on the 24th. The Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station is closing at noontime on the 24th. Saturday, the 25th, the transfer station and town hall close. In Sharon, on December 23rd, the town hall will be closed all day through December 24th all day. But there is a meeting of the Energy Environment Commission on the 23rd. In Sheffield, on Friday the 24th, the town hall will be closed. In North Canaan, on the 24th, the transfer station hours are listed as 8 until noon. They're closed December 25th and December 26th. Regular hours, December 31st from 8 to 4. And once again, a reminder, they'll be closed January 1st and January 2nd. They will resume regular hours. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature a tapas menu. And you can find them on Facebook, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 35,365.44, the NASDAQ at 15,169.68, and the S&P 500 at 4620.64. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.